Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Be Here Now. I'm Heather Filona, Medium on a Mission, and I'm joined by my special guest host, Jennifer Lundberg. Jennifer, it's so nice to have you on. I'm so excited. Thank you for being on.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for inviting me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and just for everyone, so you know, Tina is off tonight. She's not feeling well, so send her all your good juju, and, you know, it's that stuff that's going around right now. It's so cold, I tell you. I've got to move to the beach somewhere. That's all I know. So Jennifer, I want to give everyone a little bit of background on you before we get in. You've got an amazing background, and I just want everyone to kind of have an appreciation for what that is. So for those of you who do not know, Jennifer, she works through the self-discovery movement, and she has a passion for sharing her story of transformation on how anyone, regardless of their circumstances, can change and create the life they want. And she's got a lot of, she has three books. She's got seminars that she does, and she really kind of help people understand and break through these kind of cycles that they create within their mind. And I really like what you kind of, you have a quote there that, you know, go deep within your soul and trust that. And I think that's so important. I think a lot of people, we've got a lot of things that we carry, and we work through a lot of things. And I think what that to me says is, you know, deep down inside, we all have those answers within us. And so really being able to extract those things. And I think people like yourself, through the workshops, retreats, conferences, and books, those are the key things that they can leverage in which to work through those things. And so I'll give her contact information at the end, but just really quickly, for those of you who want to check her out while we're on the call, it's jenniferlundberg.com. And so she's got a lot of information out there. And so Jennifer, tell us how you got into this. Like I said, you're a published author. That's phenomenal. It's so amazing. I was reading your book while I was on my vacation, and it was fantastic. And just tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into this, and all that good stuff.
So I kind of laugh sometimes. I'm like, I came in kicking and screaming into this work. So I was raised Christian, right? And so Christian and psychic don't normally kind of mesh together. It doesn't really seem like they fit. You know, a lot of people think it's like an oxymoron. So it's kind of funny. But basically, what has happened over the course of my own life, and I'll kind of give you a little background, but first, what I do now is I really want to help women understand, like truly understand, the beauty of their own individual spiritual gifts and how to be authentic, like how to live in their authentic life, being authentically who they are without fear of judgment from anybody else or, you know, whatever else is out there. And how I got to that place was my own story, right? Because that's how most of us do this. Well, I was Christian and I was psychic. Thing is, Jesus and the angels have always been part of my guides, like part of my spirit team. So I've always seen Jesus and the angels. So to me, the basics, like in church, we would sing, "He walks with me and talks with me." Well, yeah, you know what I mean? So because I always saw them right there. So what was funny is, you know, fast forward a few years when I was young, you know, my mom and my dad had, you know, had an idea, or at least an inkling that I was different or whatever. My mom knew I was psychic, but you know, how do you deal with it? We came from a really small town. There was nobody else that was like that. Like, you know, what do you do? And then I don't remember when exactly or why exactly, but somewhere in my teens, I realized, you know what, I can't, like, people are going to think I'm crazy, you know? And then I can remember a church where the youth group, there was, and I don't have any specifics or exacts or anything, but somewhere along the way, I felt like I'm going to go to hell because I'm psychic. And
oh, wow.
I wasn't doing any, you know what I mean? Like, I really had that yeah. dramatic of that, oh my God, I've got to shut this down. Well, so the longer I went from like my teens, we're talking probably, I don't know, 14, 15, maybe somewhere in there, all the way up until like even in my 20s, I had really bad anxiety because I was trying so hard to ignore everything around me. Right. So it's almost like being right. in a crowded room and like, you know, somebody tapping on your shoulder and you're trying to ignore that person. And that's kind of how, for a long time, how things were for me. Well, fast forward a few more years of, you know, been married, have kids, all these things, weird psychic stuff is still happening to me all along the way, but we kind of brush it under the rug, or my husband just acts like it didn't happen, or, you know, things like that. And so this whole time I'm like trying to not be who I really am because of conditioning and because of fear of judgment and all of those things. Right.
Yep.
And so, was never able to really shake it, but I was not using the gifts either. And then, you know, I think we kind of go through some stage, especially as women and especially as moms and wives, we kind of sometimes get lost. Like, we get so busy taking care of everybody else. And probably about 12 or 13 years ago, I remember going, wait a minute, what? I've kind of gotten lost. And I felt like I have everything outside looks great. Got the husband, the kids, the house, the car, you know, everything looks great. Like, we're really lucky. We've got a cute little house. Like, I should be so happy. And I just felt like something was missing, right? Just
yep.
really felt like, you know, why am I not happy? Why am I not fulfilled? Look at everything that's around me. It's all amazing. But there was something missing deep in my gut, right? Which is why I say go deep within your soul and trust that.
Yeah.
So kind yeah. of on my own, like, self-discovery, I was reading, you know, all the books, like, I was reading anything and everything that was self-help, you know what I mean? Trying to search for what was missing. Well, it came down to just really not even allowing myself to be authentic and trying to hide from the world and not having that connection with spirit, which we all mm-hmm. have on some level. Like, we all have a divine connection. And even though I was going to church and doing all the things, I didn't have that personal, like, understanding that it was within me. And then really trying to be inauthentic was what was the kicker. So along the way, I start learning how to take care of myself. And I really love herbs and natural medicine. And I kind of laugh that it was, I always thought we just did it because we were broke. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. I was raised pretty, yeah, I had a single mom and all that kind of stuff. And so it was, I used to laugh when we always used grandma's old remedies. Well, come to find out, there's a lot of real healing that can happen with herbals and, you know, supplements and things like that. And so I got really interested in that, which again, brought me into the earth, right? Learning the herbs and learning the plants and learning the things. Well, and I was getting guidance the whole time from my guides, like, oh, this one would be like, somebody would say, oh, I have this. And I'd be like, oh, you need to take magnesium. It would just pop
wow.
out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so then everything just kept getting stronger and stronger. And finally I was like, okay, God, you did this. Like, show me what to do with it. And as soon as
wow.
I made that, and it was, I mean, I was like yelling and crying going, you did this. Like, what am I supposed to do? Because I had just had somebody at my home office for a consult for the herbs and stuff. And I just blurted out what I saw, and it didn't, like, there was no reason I should have known why the person was sick and the circumstances
right.
with it. You know what I mean? So it just, there was no hiding it anymore. And so as soon as I said that, then I just had, I mean, spirits lined up ready to help. And so literally from that day forward, it has probably been, I should have probably kept track of some of this stuff, but I think it's been at least 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7 when this all happened. And my guides were just like, okay, here's the next thing. And so I was already doing like health coaching basically. And so then they led me to getting life coaching. And then they told me I was going to write a book, and I laughed. And they said, oh, don't laugh, because you're going to write more than one. And I'm thinking, yeah, right,
wow.
because I never would have dreamed I was going to write a book, you know. So
yeah.
the first book was Embodied Grace, which is kind of what I'm talking about. Brace yourself. You've got to learn how to take care of yourself. You've got to know what you want in life. I think that was the other thing. I'm really lucky because life kind of worked out, but I don't think I was really intentionally doing anything. I just was going through the things like, oh, you get married, you have kids, you buy the house. I was just doing all the things that you knew to do. But I didn't realize in that moment how much we actually have, we create it. And I didn't realize at that moment how much we actually play a part in what we create in our life. So,
that's fascinating.
Kind of in a nutshell.
Wow. That's interesting. I can relate on so many levels to your story personally. And there's something about it. It's funny because I think for me, it's been about 5 years as well that I really was like, fine, okay, this is what it is. But I never, I still was very much in the closet about it. And that it's so hard. And you're right. It's because, and I don't know what that, I do know what it is, but then when you finally kind of step out of the closet a little bit more, it's like, why did I care? But then your ego pulls you back in, and there's a little bit of a tug of war within it. And it's fascinating. It's that the mind is very powerful, but like you said, it's in, and you have those answers within you. And I went through that same thing of, I had an amazing job. I had everything you could ask for. And I felt very bad because it just wasn't enough. I was like, why am I not happy? Like I'm kind of greedy. Why I should just be happy. And there's something on that soul level that it's because you're not fulfilling your soul's purpose, and it's nagging at you. Yeah, but you do. You go through. You begin to feel bad about feeling the way you feel. And
right.
It's interesting. I have a good friend that had passed, and I know that throughout his life he never really acknowledged his sexuality, but I'm pretty certain he let's put it this way, he made choices that wasn't aligned with his Catholic upbringing. And, and I, and after he passed, I was like, why did you never acknowledge that? And he's like, well, what about you? You're still in the closet. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So he pushed me. So after he passed, he pushed me a ton, and he would show up to, I would do classes on I'll try to understand what this is. And he would show up there, and I'm like, oh, he just my biggest supporter. But he was someone who, in his life, he had a lot to hide. He was very, very afraid of judgment of people, and nicest guy you'll ever meet. But he just, sadly, I think that's, that created disease within his body and took him at a very young age. And there's a lot to be said by that. And in fact, I don't know if you've seen the movie Heal on Netflix, but, it kind of talks a little bit about that and honoring the self and everything that you kind of go through. And I mean, if there's one thing to kind of take the path of your destiny, so to speak, but then the other about kind of carrying things and beliefs within your body, I think those all kind of go hand in hand, because if I didn't have some sort of belief of thinking that I was going to be judged, then it would have been no problem. And I think the same for you, right? Like there's that belief that was created within you, within your religion or somewhere along the way, the feeling of like, it's not okay. And that's that negative belief, and that creates disease. It creates, worry, fear, judgment, everything. So, it's fascinating what that does. In my instance, I walked away from a job that I was at for quite a while just because I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't really pretend that I was okay with what I was seeing in that corporate culture. And, it's hard. It's definitely hard. But then I feel like even with this, I still feel like I have I'm putting myself in a situation where I have more to lose, I think. But I'm still working through that. Obviously, I'm still.
We all do that. And that's the thing. Like that's the beauty too of the light of just life in general is it's okay. Just be where you are, but just be real about it. I still sometimes, depending on the situation and where I'm at and who I meet, like sometimes I still cringe when I say I'm a Christian psychic, because I've had people literally attack me and say, you know, you're going to hell and you're doing the devil's work and all of these things, which I know isn't true. And I know within myself, that's not true. However, it's funny how people are so quick to judge when they don't even know, like they don't know the work I'm doing, you know, they don't really know, but it's interesting, that judgment. So I totally resonate with your friend that passed. And you're right. I haven't seen that. I'm going to have to look that up, but maybe I can watch that tomorrow.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Because that sounds like a really great thing.
Yeah.
And it's so true, because it really, like, so I do energy work too, and I will see things that are stuck in people. And it's like, almost like if you go to a massage therapist, if the muscle's in a knot, like the energy is not working right. Like the muscles get tight and it causes, you know, nerves to be in pain and all that kind of stuff. And it's the same thing with energetic, like with your energy body and with your auric field and things like that. Like you really do get kinks like that energetically. And it's amazing the things that can come from that, and how a lot of times that kind of brings me back to when I was doing the health coaching. I would somehow, well, obviously because I'm psychic, right? But I would know, you know, they're saying they're not sleeping, then this, that, and the other. Well, they were talking about all the symptoms, but really what was going on is like they were fighting with their husband, or, you know what I mean? Like there was all of these other, they felt disgusted. They were, you know, disappointed in themselves because they didn't do something that they thought they needed to do. Or, I mean, there was all these different emotions that would come up. So I totally believe in definitely the connection between our thoughts and how it causes disease, right? So how it's causing disease in our body. So
And what's fascinating about this movie is these people were in a situation where they had nothing to lose, really. One lady, you know, inoperable cancer, and it's like, look, there's not even anything we can do to fix this. So, you know, figure out what you want to do. And she's like, I'm just going to heal it through. And she, you know, a lot of suppression of emotion. And she, that's at the end of the day, that's where she landed, was she did a lot of talk therapy and understanding that, you know, she had some regressed emotions from her childhood and things that she kept inside. It's funny because sadly, and I can speak to this because my sister-in-law, the same thing, a lot of the people that, on the outside, they're very sweet, and they, you know, they a lot of times they withhold their truth. And, unfortunately, you know, they say only the good die young. And I guess if that's the truth, it's only because they are so sweet and kind to others that they hold back their own, you know, truth. And therefore, unfortunately, sometimes that creates disease. Now it's a bit controversial, stating that, because, you know, of course, like, and the movie talks about this as well, like, well, what about a newborn baby coming in? It's not like they did, you know, anything. And there's no answers for that. You know, that's one of those things. It's just kind of nobody knows the full truth here, but.
So here's the thing, like, I think this is where you're going anyway, is there's some people that really believe that everything that we do is all of the diseases, all of the sicknesses, everything is all energy and it's all your emotions and that kind of stuff. Which I totally can agree that there probably is a lot of that. But I have to look at it from all angles, right? And so, and I'm pretty basic, and I'm just like a small town country girl, like plain and simple. And so I'm like, that could very well be true, but you know, we're also human and we're in this human experience. And I think sometimes you just get sick.
That's right. That's,
you know,
there,
like,
you go.
Like
that's
sometimes
exactly true.
You just get the flu, and sometimes you just, and it doesn't have anything to, so I do agree that there probably are, you know, some things that are definitely related to either past lives or energy, you know, something, emotions that are trapped, or, you know, any of those kind of things. Like there's so much value in energy work and energy healing and that kind of stuff. But on the other hand, like, in my membership group, we talk about things like this, and I always tell the girls in there, I'm like, you guys, okay, we're still human. So when you're looking at these things, is this human, or is this energy? Like, is this, like when you have a headache, you know, is this your guides trying to talk to you, or do you just have a headache? Like, do you need to drink some water?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, are you dehydrated?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's really important.
Don't ignore the biological.
Yeah, like don't go so far into the woo-woo stuff that you totally forget about the human experience, because we're human and we're going to be here and have human stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
environmental factors, absolutely.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Jesus does heal, right? So, and the angels do heal,
right.
and you can get divine healing. So why would you not try to access that too? You know?
Yeah,
so,
I think it's,
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, spot on. I mean, at least from my perception, that's the way I see it as well. Because it's not, there's not always an answer. Now, I'm the same way though. The first thing I'm like, okay, what does this mean? Is it what it is? Is it just that simple, or is there a deeper meaning? So I think it's
right.
Kind of the unexamined life. You know, it like is not worth living. I think we all should examine things from all angles and look at it critically. But but also know that, you know, sometimes things just happen because, you know, the environmental, biological, there's just things that you're predispositioned to. So, it's a very good movie. It's very insightful. And one thing I can say personally, doing a lot of readings, and I get a lot of, my mediumship has taken an interesting turn, because when I first started doing it, it was straight up, you know, loved ones coming in and whatnot. But I think on my soul level wanted something deeper than that, and really to be able to help people heal, because a lot of people, for me personally, my mission was around, you know, my daughter had some issues and 10 years worth of doctors, and they just wanted to throw pills at her. And that's what they do, generally speaking. And this was a mental thing, a straight up mental thing. And once I understood how to manage that and deal with it, our lives changed and my life changed. And I actually, that's what brought me into this work. And so for me, naturally, I want to be able to do that in my readings, where I felt like the doctors had failed. And, but I will say, with that being said, a lot of times I get stuff for people and they're not ready to hear it. And so I think like the movie, they're at they have no other hope. They have no other option. And so when people, unfortunately, when you hit rock bottom, you have more of an appetite for doing the hard work. Cause let's be clear, you know, you and I both know that the real fix is not easy. It's not a pill.
Oh yeah. No, you've got to dig in.
Yeah.
And be totally vulnerable, but vulnerable with yourself. Like that's the hardest thing, is being totally vulnerable with yourself. Nobody else needs to know, but when you're going through this stuff, it's hard. It is hard, most definitely.
Yeah.
If you're trying to go full on, like, let me learn how to create life and, you know, be in that space where really involved in co-creating.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and it gets worse before it gets better. I think a good example, you know, Dark Night of the Soul, it's like people are like, oh my gosh, I am never going to find my way out of this. And it's like they end up having the breakthrough. But that's, I mean, it always, always happens. It always, it's like when people tell me they're going to counseling, or they're telling me that they're going through some crap, I'm like, I'm sorry. But deep down, I'm like, good for you. It's, you know, good for you, because you're dealing with the crap in life that everyone else just pushes aside. And at some point it's going to bubble over, and you deal with it now or deal with it later. And typically when you deal with it later, it's 10 times worse. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, nobody in this life is exempt from that. So, so anyways, it's very interesting. And the other thing I wanted to touch on really quickly is, you know, for me personally, and I don't know your experience around this, when I thought when I, you know, made the transition, I was raised Catholic, and I actually went to a Jesuit university where one of my requirements was to study all religions. And so it gave me a really good perspective on different religions. And then I actually dabbled into Mormonism. I got baptized and everything, because at that moment they came to me in a point in life where I knew that's where I needed to be. With that being said, I didn't align to it, right? And so I kind of pulled back away from it. And with the spiritual, then I finally felt, you know, the spiritual community when I opened, got into that, and then all of these gifts started coming my way, and all that, the beauty of that. Now, I will say I did not have that experience, obviously, in church. I suppressed all that. But then when I entered the spiritual community, I felt that was my green card in which to align, just like you, to who I really am and what I want to do. But I will say, I was surprised, and I don't think people understand this, that whether you are in, you are Catholic, you are Mormon, you are Christian, you are, you know, anything like that, people are people, and there's always going to be, people are not always going to act the way that you would expect them to act. That was one of the hard lessons for me. I mean, it's like a doctor, right? You go into doctors, some doctors are really good, some doctors are not as good. And so, that was a little bit of a surprise. I guess I thought everyone was kumbaya and everybody,
right?
Just,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
loving of everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know your experience, but it was a little disheartening to me, because I saw where some of the mainstream folks, like the muggles, if you will, have a bad perception about spirituality and mediums and psychics, because of there's not everyone is, you know, there's good and bad or different, I should say. I don't want to say good or bad, but I don't know what your experience is in that space. If you've had anything like that.
I think just like anything, it's whether they're in integrity with light or not. And
right.
Whether they're integrity with themselves. I think this is where you're going. Is that just like anywhere, there's really good mediums, and then there's some that just are making money. Is that kind of
yeah.
where you're... You're,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, yeah.
So
wherever.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen all of it, and it's sometimes it's unfortunate because I just assumed that everybody was going to be all, you know. But unfortunately,
yeah.
sometimes it's not that way.
And,
yeah.
You know. And so
yeah.
here's what's really interesting. So it's been a few years ago, but I used to do women's conferences, and one of the conferences I did was called Contribution and Not Competition. I think if people, and especially now, like, because we're moving into 5D, so I don't know if you talk about that in this show or not, but you know, like we're changing, we're ascending, we're humanity as a whole, like even people that aren't awake. So even the muggles are being changed on some level, whether they know it or
mm-hmm.
not. They're being upgraded.
Yep.
People are being awakened to spirituality, whether they understand it or not, whether they know how to accept it or not. Like the ones that accept it and kind of roll with it and can be like, okay, well, what's this, are going to be way better off than the ones that are like, no, this is not, you know, not the way it is.
Right.
That's, you don't do things that way. They're going to struggle. But everybody's being woken up, right? So we're
yep.
really moving into this whole idea of moving into your heart space. So a couple of years
mm-hmm.
ago when I did that conference, it was really a women's business conference. It was more about being in your business and learning that the more you contribute as a whole and quit worrying about competition. It doesn't matter if there's another person that does the same thing as you, because the people that need, so even like for me and you, we kind of are in similar work, right? The people
mm-hmm.
that are going to resonate with you are not going to be the people who are going to resonate with both of us. So like
right.
they might call you
right.
for a reading, and then 2 months later they might call me for a reading, and it's totally still connecting, and we all have the same like idea, is to help people, right?
Right.
So there's going to be those of us that everybody, you know, but there's going to be other people that will not resonate with me at all, because they're not going to either understand or be ready for, or, you know, whatever, what I have versus what you have. It's not saying that either one of us is better than the other. It's just saying that's what that person needed right now. So if we can quit being in competition of, oh crap, I might lose that client or I might lose that reading. I really do that with a lot of people. I'll say, you know what? I would love to do a reading for you, but I think you might be better off going to so-and-so, you know, because a
right.
lot of people want readings where they want to talk to their loved ones that's passed over. That's a great reading. And I can do those. That's not my forte. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And so
absolutely.
So I'm going to just send them to, I'm going to say, you know what, here's three other people that do this work that are really good at the mediumship. Check and see which one feels good to you, right?
Yeah.
Check in your gut.
Yep.
Go deep within and just check that gut feeling and see which one feels better to you. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because it's
absolutely.
It's about being a contribution. And I think that's across the board in everything in life. It doesn't matter what business it is. It doesn't matter what you're doing. But a lot of even the spiritual people still have their own, they're still human, right? So they
yep.
still have
yeah.
their own
I mean, free
stuff.
Will,
they still have their
ego.
Own
yep.
Yeah,
that's right.
And there's
yeah.
still some of them, especially if they're in lack, they're going to have that where
right.
they're worried about getting the reading or, you know, whatever. So I think it's important to talk about, because I think it's
mm-hmm.
important for people to, if they are going to get a reading or if they are going to go to a spiritual teacher or if they, you know, if they're going to take a class or whatever, I feel like instead of going because that's what the person, like that's who is, who's popular, like
mm-hmm.
find what resonates with you and do
right.
that. And then hopefully somewhere along the way within our own, within the spiritual community, hopefully all the light workers will come into that, you know, contribution and not, because some of them are like, I don't even know that they necessarily aren't in integrity, but they just aren't quite there yet, you know?
Yeah,
but,
no, that's a really, really good point.
That's all human, you know, that's all human.
Yeah, yeah, the evolution of individuals, not everyone is at the same level or if, you know, not that there's a hierarchy, but yeah, everyone has a different sort of set of offerings, and I think that's important. I think whatever you're seeking, just it's important for you to really understand what that is and then seek out a person that aligns to that vibration. Because there's some people I've had readings with and I didn't resonate, but I wasn't ready either. So like I
mm-hmm.
experienced that a lot where, my readings are very different than what they were when I started. They're a little bit more intense than some people are ready for, and that's
mm-hmm.
okay. And, you know, and there's sometimes where my guides will be like, don't, I've turned people away because I'm like, I just can't, like, just like you, I can't. Because you're not ready to hear it yet.
Right,
and my
right.
guides are like, they're just not there. So it wouldn't be, they would feel, they just wouldn't be there. But then others, it's like, they're not
you know,
quite ready, but tell them this, you know? So I'm like, okay.
Right.
So.
And there's some integrity
yeah.
there too, because that's another thing, what you're talking about there totally makes me think of this one scenario I had where just because you're getting the guide, like just because you're getting the message and spirit is telling you something doesn't mean you blurt it out to that person. You need to ask,
right.
is it in their highest and best interest? You know,
yes.
because sometimes
yeah.
I will get spirits, like when I'm doing a reading, where they'll kind of give me a little bit of backstory so that
mm-hmm.
I understand what's going on so that I can relay the message better. But if I would blurt that out to the client, that would be terrible. And it would hurt them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
you have
yes.
to use discernment
ethics.
Even in delivering the message. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, you're right. And there's some people, no, I want to know when this is going to happen or when I'm going to die. Nope. Sorry. Not going to do it. So,
you
yeah.
know,
so.
There, yeah. I know I was trying to think. I don't remember where I read this one time, but I remember when I did, I was like, well, duh. Like, and I
mm-hmm.
remember now it was like, This was years ago when I was first like, okay, if this is what I'm supposed to do and I am supposed to be a psychic, like, I don't even know how, like, what to do, right? So I think I was,
mm-hmm.
like, Googling and, you know, like, right before you're going to bed and you can't sleep, so you Google stupid stuff. Like, I think I remember one time coming across this article that was talking about how psychics should never talk about, was it death, divorce, disease, and something else? If
yeah,
I
the four
feel
D's,
like
yeah.
four D's. What is that?
Yeah.
I can't even remember what it is.
Death, divorce,
the one?
Disease,
death, divorce,
and
disease.
There's
one.
I can't remember. We'll figure it
yeah,
out
I
by the end.
Yeah, but I remember. Like,
yeah.
I remember when I read that, I was like, "Well, duh! I can't believe people have to be told that you don't. Like, why would you tell
yeah.
somebody that?" So
yeah.
But again, it's, you know, where everybody's at, right? So
right, exactly.
And that goes
yeah,
for
so,
all the reader, like that goes for psychics too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's oh my gosh, I could sit here and talk to you about this stuff forever. I just love it. It's just all the stuff that's been on my mind and just a lot of stuff going on. But are you good to? I can't believe it's already 30 after. Are you good to jump in and take some calls and
sure.
See what we've got here? Okay, so we will. Let's see, they've been waiting quite a while, so let me, here we go. Area code 703. Hi, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Andrea, the girl from Virginia. How are you?
Hey, good, how are you?
Good, I just wanted to call and tell you that the last two times I talked to you, you guys were, like, right on. Everything you said came true.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, good. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, the first time we talked about, you know, my my audition thing for, you know, America's Got Talent, and someone said, I think it was the other girl, I feel bad, I hope she's feeling better, that I was going to have a dream. That same night I had a dream, and then you talked, said I was going to start my new job or something, and I was going to walk away. Well, I got my job offer, and I walked away.
Yay!
Awesome.
Was it? I know. What was and wasn't there a situation? I recall. Yes, there was a government thing though too.
Government
shut down or something.
Shut down. And that's what held up my clearance. And so unfortunately, my father died in between all that. So I just got back from LA. Yeah, it was kind of sad. I just got back from LA last night. And I left a resignation on my desk, and she was very offended that I didn't let her know personally that I was going to resign. And then she just started sending nasty text messages, and then basically I don't have to come back at all because she's going to pay me to the end of the month because I guess she doesn't want me to come back. And I'm like, okay, whatever, because I was supposed to go back to work on Monday for the last week. She goes, no, we don't need you to come back. I've got authorized to pay you to the end of the month and, you know, kind of like take care. I'm like, whatever. Okay.
That's kind of a good deal for you.
I think she was afraid that I might tell the agent how I really feel. And then she sent me an email today. I sent her one back. I said, let me tell you why I really left. I said, you're controlling, you're a micromanager, and you're not nice, and you're a liar. And you go, blah, 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 blah. And I just put it all out there.
Wow.
Yep, now I'm free.
Well, good for you. That's amazing. I'm so glad. It's nice to hear too that because I remember that one pretty strongly that you're definitely going to be free of that situation and not have to deal with that anymore.
Yep.
So, and I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. That's,
thank you. Yeah.
Very unfortunate.
Yeah. That was a little draining. I mean, I got there late and then I just was sick for 3 days and I just got back yesterday. I'm still kind of a little under the weather thing, but you know, cause of time change, but you know, he was 87 and he had lung cancer. So don't smoke, people. Don't smoke.
Right. Wow. Wow. Well, is there any, do you want us to try to tap in for anything for you? I mean, it sounds like you're in a good spot. So like, hey, we don't want to.
I am, you know, the love life kind of sucks, you know, but I keep saying that this guy's going to come from this particular journey. So let me tell you. So when you ask for a sign in the universe and you get one, I auditioned for America's Got Talent. I went to Florida, I went to New York City, and I went to North Carolina.
Yeah.
I kid you not, I went from my sister's house to my brother's house in San Diego. All three license plates passed me with just in 5 minutes of each other. All three of those license plates. I'm like, that's a sign that this is going to happen.
Wow. Yes. That's amazing. Yeah, that's
It is
absolutely, and it's so important to honor those signs and synchronicities. I mean, now like we were talking about, you know, sometimes they're not, but no, like those are the obvious ones where it's like, come on, like, I mean, how much, you know, feeding over the head do you need? That's a total validation.
I mean, what are the chances of finding an all of California? Because they're not bordering, like I live in Virginia. So we have New York City, we have Pennsylvania, we have West Virginia, we have Maryland, we have D.C., and we have, you know, I mean, so I see those plates all the time. But to be in California, I mean, you don't see things like that. It was strictly just like, I mean, California everywhere. But to see that...
Right.
I mean, who's going to come from Florida to California? Who's going to come from those states?
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. No, that's amazing. And I think I still feel really good vibration and energy around the things that you're doing and how things are just sort of falling into place for you. I think that they will continue to do so. And I just feel really good about it. Do you have a connection with water, though? Like, why am I seeing water around you?
Brother lives in Lake Elsinore, and last day I took pictures, and there was like a big man-made pond, I guess. It was like a bunch of water there.
Okay. This must be the connection with your father, that I feel like your father's energy is coming in. I don't want to,
whatever you come through is fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Why do I feel like there's a connection with I don't know if there's like a trailer or something, or if he had like a, there was a, like a, it feels like there might be like some sort of recreational vehicle. Does that make sense? What's the connection with that?
I was dating a guy who has a trailer.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Like a camper.
Okay. Was this just recently or what's the...
Yes.
Oh, okay. This obviously was before your father had passed.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Did he have a little bit of like a, I don't know if he had some sort of, I don't want to use the word addiction because that seems strong, but I think we all have something, but I'm being shown smoking. And usually when they're smoking, there's some sort of form of addiction that they have, a little bit of a vice. Does that make sense?
No, my dad smoked.
I'm seeing this. Oh, okay.
My dad smoked
so
and then quit smoking and went back to smoking.
Oh, okay. But can I just tell you, like your dad's overlaying his energy to this guy. There's a similarity with this man and your father. I don't know what it is. You probably noticed that in the relationship with him. I feel like there's something, I feel like I want to talk around the personality of the way he is. There's something with your father and this man that has a very similar theme. And actually,
they're very much a loner.
And with that, your father, right before you said that, he's kind of making me feel, I don't want to say the word depressed as in like a strong intensity around it, but almost like a little bit of a withdrawal. Well, I guess that would be the loner, but I feel like there's this feeling of kind of like recluse and a little bit, not always on the cup half full type of thing. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes, he's very much, that's why I broke up with him, because he's very much a loner.
Yeah.
He's very, like, insecure.
Yeah.
He would rather sit in his house in the four walls and see nobody than go out into the world.
And your dad's the same way.
So don't you think her dad is
that.
Like, hey, it's time for her to move on?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did break up with him. I mean, we're still friends, but we broke up, like, right after New Year's because I was like, I can't do this anymore. And, we still remain friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, your dad, your dad has a good heart. The guy has a good heart. Your dad's just acknowledging that with him, around him, because I don't know if your dad ever said that to you, but he's acknowledging and he's kind of laughing about it because he's like, he's like, you need more than that. You need someone who can match your spunk and your spontaneity. Because you don't, it becomes an anchor and not in a good way.
I'm very much extrovert, and it's funny because after my we had a big ceremony for my dad, the celebration, he'll come to tell you this. So it rained like cats and dogs at my sister's house, and we're all ready to leave, and out comes this humongous single rainbow. I mean, like from end to end, not just a little one, but a humongous one. And like, see, Julie, there's your sign that he's here. So
yeah, that's so beautiful. Yeah, and your mother has passed. Did your mother?
No, she's still
alive. Who's the female? He's acknowledging the female that he's joined with over there. There was a female that he's happy. Like he's rejoicing. I don't know if this is like a mother energy to him, but
probably his mother. My dad was, and my family were in the Holocaust. So they were survivors died like a month right after I was born. I never got to meet them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's interesting. Your father is someone who, like, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's a thin line between a mother and a wife. that's what your father is making me feel like. And so that's what I was like, is this your wife? He's like, well, you know. So he's there. He's absolutely there with his mom. And so he's giving you a lot of love. There's something with his hair too. Did he have curly hair? What's the situation with his hair? Like he's kind of like acknowledging his hair. Anytime they do the hair, there's something distinct about it. Richard Simmons. Why am I seeing Richard Simmons' hair? Unless his name is Richard.
I don't know.
There's something with that.
Well,
his name is
my dad's name is Henry, but my mom used to call him Riri, and it got shortened to Rick.
Okay, maybe that's what he's – because I'm seeing Richard Simmons, and I'm like, what's the – okay, so he might be – that might be his – that's funny. Like, I'm like – because the name would have just been easier to give me, but that's fine. So that's the Rich – okay, got it.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know if – Jennifer, if you want to, if you're getting anything as well on that, he's giving me some more information, but he's
okay.
Kind of, I don't know if your father, when he talked, he was very, I don't feel, well, obviously, I'm saying obviously, I don't know him, but I feel like he's a little fragmented in the way he communicates. Like he's not very succinct. He's kind of like, I have to take my time with him. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, especially the last few months. Yes.
Yeah, he's making me work really hard on this one. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like him. Yeah, when we would call me every once in a while, and it was like a 2-second conversation. Okay, I'll call you back. Okay, I'm like, I'm like, really?
It is funny. Yeah, interesting. I don't know, Jennifer, if you're getting, I'll kind of pause and see what else he has to say. I don't know if you're getting anything else.
I just was getting a giggle out of it because I really feel like he brought up the boyfriend to tell her, yes, it's a good thing. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he is pretty
definitely.
To the point, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And just really quick, he also is showing you on a platform. And I assume this is, at first I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, well, yeah, duh, she's doing America's Got Talent. He's showing me there, you on it. And I have to tell you, I don't know if this is going to mean anything to you right now, but don't forget that I'm saying this because he's showing me a very specific moment. I see you on the platform and you look up at the light and it's almost like blinding. And it's like the weirdest thing. It's almost like he's there with you and you feel his presence. So, he's showing me that really strongly. And my heart's beating really fast as I'm telling you that, because he wants you to know he's going to be there with you. And I have to say, he makes me feel like he may have not always supported you in life to the extent that he should have, like been physically there for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Okay. So, cause he's like, I'm going to be there though. He goes, I know she's not going to understand that because I wasn't always there for her in life, but I am going to be there now. And he's making me feel like, cause he doesn't have the burdens he had in this life. Like he feels like he doesn't even like getting out of his chair. Like there's something about like, I just want to sit in my chair and I don't want to move anywhere. And like, I feel like that's how it was here in life. I don't know if he had like a lazy boy chair, but he's like, he's getting up out of the chair and he's showing his intention.
And so it's really funny you say that because right before he passed away, my brother said, you need to go to an assisted living home because they can take better care. He said, no, let me rest. Give me one more day. Let me rest. Give me one more day. And then we'll talk about it. And then then he passed away.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a little set in his ways. And
yes.
He's opening up his heart space for you because he's really showing you love. And, oh, my gosh, he's kind of getting really emotional right now because I don't want to go into it too much because it could really make me start. But
Go ahead.
Just,
it's okay.
He's just really, like, he's almost like, this sounds bad, but he's, like, ugly crying right now because he feels like he never showed you enough love in this life. Like, he didn't give you that love. But he has so much pride in who you are and who you've become. And it's interesting because despite the fact that he wasn't like over the top, like some kids growing up that are very, very confident, it's because their parents showered them and all this stuff. And your father's acknowledged he didn't really do that, but yet you still found your way. And so he's so proud of you. He's so proud of you. Like you were the parent all along. Like you showed the way and you showed him how to live more than he could in this life. So he's just honoring and thanking you for that.
Wow. Yep. You're right on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, he's with you, obviously. Oh, he just showed me a penny. So watch out for pennies. I know that's somewhat generic, but he's very clear. Like,
oh, no, it's not. I've been finding him everywhere.
Okay, yeah, because he's like, and he'll show me if it dies. He's showing me pennies, though, for him. So he's definitely sending you them. It could be nickels, but I think pennies are more prominent for him. was he cheap?
I have a penny on my vision board. It was one of the very first coins that I had found when I was starting my vision board, and it's glued to my vision board right under. And now he has a picture of him. That was like the last piece of my vision board.
That's why he's showing the penny. But was he also a cheap man?
Yes.
Okay, because he said when I said penny, I was like, why penny? And he goes, because I'm cheap.
yeah.
So anyway, But yeah, so that's the significance. Obviously, that's
well,
the reason. Cheap
sometimes
things also the
cheap.
Significance.
It just depends.
Yeah.
You always had money that you wanted to spend you never had.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but it's also yeah. this, yeah, so there's a significance for Penny, so just keep an eye out
yeah.
for those. He's
yeah.
very much around you and
yep.
giving you a lot of love, and he will be
yep.
there with you when you go on stage. So,
okay.
So it's always nice connecting with you, Andrea. Keep in touch.
Yes.
Let us know.
I will. I will. I can't remember that. I don't know. I hope she's feeling better.
Tina, she's doing
yeah.
fine. She just... You know, sometimes we need to take those mental health breaks. So absolutely.
Yes,
so thank
do.
You so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye.
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 All right, Jennifer, you ready for the next one?
Sure. That was too funny. Her dad was pretty just like to the point.
I know. Yeah. That's
yeah,
funny.
I love
yeah.
it.
yeah. It's funny, and the other thing I'll say too, though, like spirits, what they do, and people don't, I don't know that people understand this, they take who they are to the other side, but it's also, anyone who's an evidential medium and they really look for validations, a lot of times mediums don't realize that they're like, I can't, it's hard to communicate, it's because that's how they were in life, they're trying to communicate that to you. So I never miss
right.
an opportunity to be like, okay, why? Oh my gosh, this guy's difficult, or oh my gosh, they won't stop talking. And that's their way of saying, look, this is who I am. And then all of a sudden they settle down and they're like, they become a lot better to communicate, but that's part of the message. So,
right,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, anyway, so, all right, let's grab another one here. We've got area code 480. Hi caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, ladies. My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Hi, Michael. How are you? How can we help you?
Yes. Well, I had an interview today. I've got one offer already, and then I've got had an interview today, and, you know, I was doing the research. It's a home remote sales position, and I was,
okay.
you know, I've been reading the reviews on, you know, Glassdoor and other sites, stuff like that, and it's either really good or awful. And working from home is something that I want to do and really want to push forward, but I'm a little hesitant with this company, and I was curious what you feel in and around that.
Okay. So immediately, why, now this actually might be the working from home, what I'm seeing, but I'm seeing a car, and I'm seeing like a car in the driveway or in the garage. And I don't know if there's an actual connection with like what type of sales is it doing?
So basically it's selling Facebook and Instagram ads to small business.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. For me, immediately, what I'm getting, I do see, there's a reason I was like, why am I seeing, what is he talking about? Why am I seeing, and then you said work from home. So I'm seeing the car in the garage because I feel like that will be something that you get. But I also see that there's going to be some travel involved. I don't know if they've communicated that to you. I feel like you will be doing some traveling.
Well, ultimately, the idea is to build out a sprinter van.
Mm-hmm.
And not really live anywhere. So in that sense, work from home, you can be at the beach, you can be in the mountains, you can be South Florida, you can be wherever, and just basically chase
okay.
summer to have that income coming in, but not having to be anywhere is the goal.
Got it. Okay. The long term. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to tell you what I'm getting really quickly, and I can let if Jennifer is getting anything as well. I have to tell you, I'm seeing a hop, like, and when I see a hop, the next thing is not going to be the forever thing. There's going to be something else coming. So use it as a stepping stone. Take the opportunity that
yep.
comes to you, but I don't feel like it's going to be, there's something about it. And maybe that's part of your plan and that's fine. It's a stepping stone. It's not the holy grail.
Oh, no, you're exactly right. And because ultimately I used to be in the finance, commercial finance back at the branch, and I've been having the itching to kind of maybe get back into that.
Okay.
But I want to work from home, so that way I can kind of do both. Like if all of a sudden I get a call or an email on the finance stuff, I can take it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah. No, I see it being a good thing. I actually don't feel like the stepping stone, the first one, is going to generate the income that you're looking for actually as well.
Okay.
But it's
manageable.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think it's manageable. Like it's one of those, like the risk versus reward type of thing in terms of looking at your ROI. It's going to be there for you. But you know that it's not lucrative in the sense of a heavy paycheck is what I'll say.
Yeah.
So
I'm not going to make $15,000 a month.
Right. And you know that. Yeah. You know that you have that perspective. So it's like, you're like, okay. So anyway, that's what I'm getting. So Jennifer, I don't know if you're getting anything. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's working, if it's working from home and making four, I'm okay with that.
There you go.
Right?
Amen.
So I think the biggest thing that your guides and angels are trying to tell you right now and trying to, and this might be part of this job, is like getting yourself to tune into what feels right for you, because you're always safe and there's always security if you're being yourself. Okay. So you may have to ask your guides for a little bit of help and say, hey, show me what you want, you know, show me, is this going to be in my best interest or not? But I think it is, you're definitely at a point where you're expanding. Like, I feel like your life is expanding into something a little bit more free than what you're used to and what you want. So I kind of agree with her. I don't think that this is, I think it's a stepping stone. I don't even know if you'll take it necessarily, but either way, it's going to be something to help you gauge and learning to kind of go into your gut and be, am I just taking this because it's the next thing, or is this really what I want? And where is the fine line of really getting in line with spirit, because your guides are ready to help you. And as a whole, like, we're all being asked to start like working from our heart space and checking in with our heart and our gut and say, getting your head out of the way of what you need to do, because you know that you're supposed to make money, right? Because we're all raised, get up, you know, go to school, get a job, blah, 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 do what you're supposed to do. If you can trust yourself enough to tune into your heart and listen to your gut, your guides are willing to help you expand into this new life. So I think what might be good for you is to sit and kind of do like a meditation of what would it be like if you live in the van, right? So that you can be mobile and have the job that you really want. Like, it sounds like you're passionate about finance, which good for you, because I know that's a specialty thing to do. If that's what you're good at, imagine what it would be like if you could have that perfect job from home. Like, use a little bit of creative visualization with it, and then just trust your guides to be able to be in the relationship with divine so that you can see, like, it's going to line up like magic. So it's kind of in that space of like ask, believe, receive. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. No, I agree. And this is what I've been asking for like the past couple of years. You know, even like, I just moved to Vegas and the job market isn't what I thought it was, like in California or even Scottsdale. In regards to, you know, like professional sales stuff. So I've got an offer to do like vacation sales, but again, it's like a really low base. And I mean, it's, you know, it's an office, and offices can be soul sucking.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's well below my just because there isn't the good corporate, you know, sales positions here in the Vegas area as compared to Phoenix. And obviously LA,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, do I take something that's really low base and, you know, hope, or, you know, a solid base
if
it's just for 6 months?
Yeah. As I say, if you have the choice of a solid base, obviously take that, but keep the hope alive that the next thing is coming, but it's not even really hoping, it's knowing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So like, even if you take that, like, just know that that's just, like she said, the stepping stone. Because I really do see, and I almost see like your heart chakra is expanding. So like your life is going to be expanding, whatever that means to you. Like, you're going to be able to live more the way you want to live.
Well,
and I think the big thing is just keep your head out of the way and trust that it's.
No, you're exactly right in regards to keeping my head out of it. Because when I moved from Michigan to Scottsdale, literally had $2,000 in my pocket, loaded up the SUV and grabbed the dog, and I mean, it rolled. And then I went to California for the first time and came back and slept on the guy buddy's couch because I was like, oh, I got this, and then went back again and was really successful. And then I just got tired of natural disasters, of being in the fires and then the mudslides in 18 and then an earthquake all in 4 months. And I was just like, you know, like, forget, California's nice, but forget this.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And
so
Vegas
just,
isn't quite what I
that.
Thought it would be. Yeah.
So ask your guides and your angels to help you bring in the right people and the right circumstances where you're at.
Got it.
Yeah. It's really about, because they're right there willing to help. So it's just being in that space. And then they're just saying, get out of your head and like listen to your heart and your gut.
Well, you know,
right? Like we do that. We get in our heads. So.
Oh no. And it's funny because I'm a recovering Catholic, and in 2000, after the crash, you know, went into what I call my spiritual boot camp type of thing. And I meditation and everything like that. And, you know, I became it opened up, you know, psychic and mediumship stuff. But when I try to read for myself, I'm awful. And
oh yeah,
it's yeah. brutal, because, you know, it's just like I try the leaning thing and the pendulum and then meditation. And I'm just like, oh, F and A. It's just, you know, it's, you know, just give
it's
me
a journey.
It's so inconsistent. It's, but I can be a rock star for other people, but I can't do shit for my, do stuff for myself.
Right.
I'm just glad you're the one that slipped first, because that does slip out sometimes too. But yeah, no. And I think, so here's, that's actually a really good thing. Like if you can do it for other people, then I would say, okay, take a minute, do the meditation, remove your own emotions out of it and just look at it from, if you were reading for somebody else in your situation, what would you tell them?
Yeah.
Just come back into observer mode and be like, okay, well, this is what's going on. So if this was my client, right. what would I say? I would say, listen to your guys. You know what I mean? So then you're like, I could probably do that.
Well, I think the good thing is with this job, I can take it. I can put – the other one has such high turnover that I can push them off a month or two.
And still take
and
it.
Just,
later.
And yeah, like tell them I'm going back to Michigan for a couple of months, some blah, 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 whatever. And then bounce back and, you know, and then say, oh, okay, yeah, I'm back. And, you know, it's all good.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt for sure to do. I mean, for now it's like, do what you need to do, but just keep that open to, don't put any limiting blocks around it. We'll put it that way.
I think there's, it's funny when she was saying that your world's going to expand. I don't know what this means, and I'm not trying to go too deep into it. So I feel like it's one of those things I just need to give you. I keep seeing like a skateboard, but I'm connecting it to like Tony Hawk or like, you know, the guy, I can't remember his name, who does Ridiculousness. There's a connection with you around that. I don't know if it's the entrepreneur in you. I don't know what that is. But I keep seeing that around you.
When I got out of the Navy, I took two dimes and a nickel and I opened a surf and skate shop and kept it open for 3 years in Michigan.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And I gave my nephew my autograph, you know, basically like a museum, like rich people, you know, like, here, we're going to donate this to you, but if you're going to sell it, you got to give it back type of thing. So I gave the skateboard to my nephew, and it's autographed by Tony Hawk.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then that makes sense. Okay, but actually, okay, so that, I was like, why do I see Tony Hawk in skateboard? Okay, but I'm going to tell you, though, and the person who's giving me this message, there's a man that's here with you. I feel like he's either a father or grandfather, but he's super, like, he's just – he's a very, he's actually a really good looking man as well. Like he's very, smart. I don't know if he would have golfed as well, but, there's this man who's here with you and he's around you. Does this make sense? I don't know if this is your father or a grandfather.
I know my dad is ill. We haven't talked in forever, that you don't do business with family type of stuff, but,
Who's the golfer?
Oh, that would be my great uncle Ed. He taught me how to golf.
Okay, is he passed? He's passed?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so he's coming in right now. So he's around you, and he's the one who talked about the skating. So he has I don't know if that's his thought. There's a connection with the skating in him, the skateboarding in him, because he brought that up to me.
Hmm.
So for whatever
reason.
Okay.
I mean, maybe just a reference to, yeah. I mean, he had passed before that business.
Oh, so he's acknowledging. Okay, got it. Okay.
He's just acknowledging it. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And he's doing a fist bump with you right now. So he's just like, he's like your bro. Like there's something like he's just really connected with you. I just really like his energy, but I feel like he's around you and helps guide you as well. So just know that.
Awesome.
And I actually feel like when you were talking about you can't connect, he came in right away for me. And so I feel like you need to connect with him. I feel like he can help you through that. So hopefully that helps.
Good.
And it sounds like the dog's ready to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I know, right? Yeah, she's just like, hey, show me some attention because I just got back.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Michael. Well, good luck to you. Let us know how it goes. Please call in and let us know.
I certainly will. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Have a good night.
You both as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Do you have time for one more, Jennifer?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I'm having a lot of fun. It's like, I've got my second win here, but I know that we only get a certain amount of time on the show. So, all right, let's pull in one more here. We've got area code 323. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, I'm Gabby, and I'm calling from Texas.
Gabby? What can we help you with?
I'm trying to start my own business. I have two ideas with feed and stuff, but I recently lost my job, and I'm starting to, lose my confidence and stuff. So that's what's going on, and I'm just looking for some hope or some advice.
Okay. First of all, just immediately when you start talking, a man came in and he's got like a little bit of a rounded belly. I don't know if this is like a father figure to you or who this is, but his energy is coming in right now. And I feel like he wants to be a guide for you. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on trying to, normally if we were doing a personal reading, I would try to validate exactly who it is, but he's coming in with information for you. So I'm just going to trust it. When you talk about business, I'm not sure what that is, but do you create stuff? Is there something like you create a product?
Yeah. So one is like a cake jar that is all vegan. And the other one is like a vegan in and out type, like with plant-based burgers.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm going to trust what I'm getting. Jennifer, I don't know. Are you getting anything right away? Cause I'm not, you said they're, what did you say? They're cakes?
It's like vegan cake jars, like cakes in a jar.
Oh,
and then
like
beef burgers.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I know we do readings completely differently, but immediately what I'm feeling is there's some kind of hidden emotions in you that are actually causing this quote unquote blockage. So it's more about where are the hidden emotions for you that you like either feel like you can't have it or you can't have the life you want or that you're not good enough or there's something like that that's like a hidden emotion in you that's kind of keeping you where you can't really step into it. I think if you can get into and are you really passionate? Like is this the cake jars thing something you really, really want to do or is it just something like you think you could make money?
No, I really, really want to do the cake jars. The vegan burgers are money, but the cake jars make me happy.
Okay. So I would look and see, I would go into like your hidden emotions first, like find out, you know, what's holding you back from really thinking that this can be real? Where are you being timid and shy of not stepping into it? And then maybe figure out how to get in the flow. Is this really in your highest and best interest right now? Is this something that you should do right now? Or is this in flow with your soul experience right in the moment? Right. Because everything kind of has its own flow. So I would say look at the hidden emotions, find out if this is really what you're supposed to be doing right now. And then the only other thing is, like, I immediately kind of heard your guide say, this too shall pass. Like, it'll eventually, like, settle out and everything will be fine. So just know on the other side of this, like, everything's going to be fine. But I almost feel like you might be having some downtime right now to kind of do some inner work. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
For sure. On all of it.
It does. Well, it's funny. I'm so glad you opened that door, Jennifer, because I was getting, I know what she asked, and it's like, Spirit's like, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to give her that answer. And what I was seeing is you literally, the heavy chest, and that goes exactly what you were saying with the emotion, because I'm like, what are they trying to tell me here? So I completely agree. I feel like this is sort of a gift from the universe, this time and space right now, because there is some things that you need to work through. They're also showing me, I don't know, do you often find, you know, like they say, like if you touch a hot stove once, you're not going to touch it again. They're showing me you do it a lot. Do you understand that there's something correlation within your life that you have a tendency to keep feeling the burn and not acknowledging the opportunity for the lesson?
Yes,
I'm being a bit generic,
really,
but yeah. Yeah,
no, you're
exactly.
Right,
thank you.
I've been thinking about
I know.
It lately,
yeah.
Like even friendships and stuff. I've just been like, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah.
All my friends and relationships have put me in this situation with no money and no housing and just instability.
And that's this man that's coming forward. I want to talk about relationships and I want to talk about with men, but I also want to talk about the connection with your father. There's some dynamic there that is an opportunity for you to explore further, and the feeling of like understanding what love is and how you can be loved. There's something around the block of like, do you feel like you should be loved? Do you feel like, or what does love look like? Does love mean that you have to give everything you have to someone else? You give yourself away completely? Or is love someone who supplements the life that you already have and makes it that much better? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I used to believe in love, but I don't really see the point in relationships or love anymore. Like, I don't know where that's coming from, but it's just been a very like strong, like it's been like a switch in the past couple of weeks. Like, I don't need relationships, you know, I find them futile now. So I don't know if that's me or if it's something else, because my relationships have been getting me in trouble.
But
if I would date, it would be for advantage.
Yeah, I would. Gosh, this goes exactly what, you know, Jennifer, I know Jennifer, you were talking about, like, this is where a lot of the work that you do in terms of embodied grace and all this stuff, this really just speaks to a lot of the work that I think that comes out of the things that you do, and really kind of exploring that, going into the cave, because anytime you just throw the baby out with the bathwater, I mean, I've had that even with, like, I love mediumship and it's my passion, but there's some times where I'm just like, you know what? I'm done. I just don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it. But I know that I need that. I need it. It's part of my soul, and our souls need love. And for you to make a blanket statement, there's something that it's us saying we don't want to grow and we don't want to go out of our comfort zone. And that's exactly, I know myself, when I say I'm done, that's because I don't want to be uncomfortable anymore. But why, you know, explore the why behind that. There's a lot more to it than that. And I think, you know, like Jennifer said, this is a really good opportunity and a space for you to really do some exploration in there, because there's a lot of similarities in terms of the relationships and then even the situation with the job that you have. So I think,
It kind of plays together too with like the hidden emotions, the deep emotions, like whatever the universe teaches us lessons, right? And so if we feel like we're not worthy of whatever, then we won't get it. So if there's something within you where you don't feel worthy of love, or if you don't understand how to love yourself or something along those lines, and I'm sorry, I know this is not where you wanted to go, but this is definitely where Spirit took me, like immediately. is this time off, if you can kind of just switch it a little bit and find out, okay, what do I really want in my life? Where am I, you know, missing what spirit wants me to see, and how can I do what's right for me moving forward? Right. So
okay,
if you've got those relationships that are bad, like it's about, okay, you know what? This is a really good time for me to understand that this is a turning point in my life. I really need to know, what do I feel like I'm worth and what do I want? And if I don't feel like I'm worth what I want, why? Right. Because you're worthy of
right.
it. You just have to believe it. So then you can be like, okay, so now I know that I need to set boundaries because these other people drag me down. It's not saying right or wrong, right? Everybody's in their own space in life. Everybody has their own roles to play. So it's okay. Sometimes when you're going through, especially the spiritual stuff, a lot of times old friends fall away because they're not going to move up to that next level of vibration with you. So it
means
that this is a place.
Like one of them got me fired from my job. Like they all needed to go.
Yeah, then it's really time for you to take this as like, okay, here's a turning point. I'm going to choose to remove myself from that kind of vibration, and I'm going to move into something better. And I'm going to believe that I can have it, and I'm going to believe that I can achieve it. And I'm going to believe that spirit is showing me that my worth, and they're giving you a push. Like sometimes when you don't want to listen, like God will slam a door, and then you have no choice. And that kind of is where I feel like that's kind of where you're at right now. They're like, your guides and angels just shut every door they could, and like now you have no choice but to go this other way. You know what I mean?
They have that way. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot about my confidence and worth lately. And I feel like all of this is like getting me to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm starting
absolutely.
To. So I guess it's not in vain, but I know the only thing I'm
going
to be starting my business.
So here's the thing. Women across the board, so first of all, don't feel like you're the only one that's ever been there, because I can guarantee you almost every woman on some level has been in the same space. Right. And probably men too. They just deal with things differently. So the one thing I want to say is don't beat yourself up for not being where you want to be. Like right now, this is just where you are. It's okay. So I feel like I really need to say that to you. Like you haven't done anything wrong up until now. This is just the way life is, but now you get to choose to make it different. Okay. So no beating yourself up, no nothing like that. Just from now on, just make different choices. That's all.
Okay.
Right.
I can do that.
And then choosing yourself is not wrong. Okay, like if you choose to do something that you know is intentionally going to hurt somebody else, okay, yeah, don't do that. But if you're choosing yourself because you know that's the best thing for you, then that's perfectly okay to do that. Does that make sense?
That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so well said, Jennifer. Like, I'm like, that's kind of what I was trying to say. You said it so much more better. Wow. Seriously, yeah, absolutely. And I think, I don't know about you, Jennifer. I know for me personally, some of the things that have happened that have been the most negatively perceived events in my life have catapulted me to a new level that I would have not achieved had I not had that experience. So
absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
think that's spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
So the only other thing I'll say, Gabby, is I have some grandparents that are popping in for you right now, and they're showing me, they were around you when you were a little girl. So the grandparents that you would have known in life. And they're married. So it's a grandparents that have, they're both passed. So does that make sense? Do you have a set of grandparents on, I don't know if it's on your mom's side or, they're coming through, but they're together.
Remember, but my mother's mother passed. I'm not sure if her husband's still alive. So,
okay, they're coming together. So they're showing me there. So they are, but they're showing me you when you were a little girl, and they said that you've always been the sensitive, like you're a very sensitive person. And so a lot of times, and it was right when you said that, it was right before you said that about how you're learning to stick up for yourself, because they're showing me even as a child that, you're always so sweet, and you didn't always say what needed to be said. And so a lot of times you're very empathic, and you take things on from people. And it's really about speaking your truth and standing up for yourself. And I think you already said that anyway, so you already know that, but your grandmother in particular with your grandfather are coming in to acknowledge that as well. So
yeah, definitely need to do that more, because I know I'm going to need that moving forward.
So Heather, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I can do this on, I hope it's okay to do this, but I just want to offer her on Facebook. I have a free community called Embodied Grace Community. And there's, I also have a book study challenge, and my book study is all about stepping into your own power. So it's like getting to the ideas of, you know, what are the limiting beliefs that are holding me back? What emotions are showing up? What do I really want in life? Right. And then learning how to really kind of be like, create a life that you love to live. And when you're empathic, it's so hard to learn to step into your power. And it's, when you hear step into your power, sometimes you, like, I remember when I first heard that, I would cringe because I'm like, no, I don't want to be overbearing. Like, to me, there was something about power and overbearing going together. So when people say step into your power, you're like, no, what? I don't know what that means. But when you learn to truly be in that divine space and where you're authentic, like you're allowing your own authenticity to come through, and you're not doing it to spite anybody else, you're doing it for yourself, right? So that might help you, because you can get a free copy of the book, and it's like a workbook format, so you can actually ask yourself questions and kind of dig into this for yourself, and kind of, it gives you some basic questions to ask yourself to get you going and making different decisions and learning how to set boundaries and those kind of things.
Okay. I can.
So that might be beneficial.
Can you read the name again?
Yeah, it's on Facebook, and it's called Embodied Grace Community.
Embodied
and then,
Grace Community.
Yeah, and then the book one is like Embodied Grace Book Study Challenge or something like that. It's basically a 30-day challenge, and we're pretty much like 20-something days in, but it doesn't matter because all the questions are still in the group.
Okay,
so you can
embodied.
Start it at any time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I need. It's more confident.
I hope that's okay, Heather.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, gosh. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you were meant to say that, so there's a reason for it. So that's awesome. Good. Yeah, well, you know, this is interesting. We were kind of talking about that at the beginning, Gabby. It's funny how it kind of came full circle. This is exactly, I feel like, what we were talking about, Jennifer and I, at the beginning. And, you know, it's one of those things that it's like, as a human, I'm sorry that you're going through this, but on a soul level, like, welcome to your new life. I think,
right,
it's going to be good for you. This is all good because you are going to push yourself in ways, because now you're backed against the wall, right? Like she said, all doors are closed, and now you have to go through the right one. That's where you're meant to be. So, and it's great. So hopefully that helps.
And exactly what she was saying, like, it sucks for you, but like on this side, you can feel how exciting it's going to be. Like as soon as you get through it,
yes,
you're going to be like, oh, thank God.
I know. At this moment, it that was kind of a shitty thing for me to say, but I mean, truly, it's going to be good for
so
you.
True.
So,
like, no, I feel the same way. It sucks right now, but just know you'll get through it.
Yeah.
Keep telling myself that, but I'm just going to wait till I see. I'll make changes in the best of my ability and just go with it. And if I start my business or don't start my business, then I guess it just is meant to be or not meant to be. I just have to keep moving
forward.
You'll
do it.
Yeah,
I do it one foot in front of the other. But it's a great idea, too, just in turn. I mean, going back to your business model, I mean, I think that's fantastic. I know me, myself, I'm a busy person, and I think there's not enough places that offer stuff like that. So I think you definitely should put it out there, and, you know, you got to get the momentum building and get the excitement in it and pour that into the work that you're doing. And I think you'll see the success in that area as well. So
I definitely need to do that because I haven't been excited lately,
yeah,
but it all makes sense.
Yeah. 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 So keep in touch. Let us know where it's going, and we'll send you a good juju and wish for the best there. So, or know that it's going to come too, right? So good luck to you.
Thank you both. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Have a good night.
All right.
You have a good weekend, ladies. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. All right, Jennifer. Oh, it was so amazing having you on. Thanks for sticking around longer. I know that we went quite over, but I think we lost track of time when we were talking. It was
so nice
to talk with you. And it was definitely nice to connect with you. So,
really fun.
You'll have to come back again sometime. And I don't know if you want to give anyone
if you want any little update on your Facebook group, or if there's any little information that you want to share with anyone.
Yeah, I mean, so pretty much if anybody wants to find out more about, you know, me or how I work or what I do or whatever, JenniferLundberg.com is my website. And then, of course, you can find me on Facebook. And the Embodied Grace Community is a Facebook group that's probably it's not, you know, it's free. It's my free group, so it's my community group, and it's awesome. There's a lot of great people in there, and you can ask any questions that you want. So, yeah, that's probably the best way.
That sounds amazing.
And, of course, my books my books are all on Amazon, so.
Yeah, check them out, guys. Yeah, they're great. I didn't say this before. I don't think I did, but I had a reading with Jennifer, and it was phenomenal. Spot on, really connected. It's funny, too, after I had the reading with you, a lot of the things that you said, like I had all these weird synchronicities and dreams, and I was like, oh, that's so funny because you brought them out. And so thank you for that. So you're definitely the real deal. So and the work that you do in trying to, you know, help others. So thank you for that. So and I just wanted to give sorry, my transition was a little too fast there. But yes, thank you.
No, that's awesome.
You are awesome. So everyone, thank you for tuning in, and appreciate it. Next week, we will have an amazing medium on as well, Mary Lloyd, and hopefully Tina will be up and running again, and we'll do it again. And definitely want to have you back on, Jennifer. And I'm going to join your group. I'm not a part of it, so I feel
Awesome.
I'm not.
Yeah.
A part. I know. I'm like,
come on
so
over.
Look for that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's really fun. I do cards every Monday. We have a good time in there. It's pretty laid back and pretty, you know, just come hang out. It's fun.
We'll do. All right, perfect. Well, thanks again so much, awesome. And have a great weekend. And thanks, everyone. Be well and be here now.